Then there's a machloikas, right? The Russian little and the. I do. Then the Lubavitchers have their own minhag. Okay. Simen Kuftesiv Gimel. Simen Kuftesiv Gimel, Monday night. Yochid Omid B'Tfilah. So we had yesterday about if the Yochid's davening and the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, he can answer Kedusha, he could say Kedusha along with him. It's certainly preferable that he start to daven with the Shliach Tzibur. That's the fundamental halacha. We had in the Mishnah Berurah about starting later, catching up, etc. Siv Gimel says an interesting halacha. If you're davening, so maybe you could also say Kadosh. In other words, maybe the Yachid. There's really a machlekes on my Ram in the Gemara if a Yachid says Kadosh in his own Shmoneh Esrei. Machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes on my Ram, according to Rashi at least. So we paskin not. But maybe if he can, if he's Samud, if he attaches himself, so to speak, to the Shliach Tzibur. So maybe he can attach himself to the Tzibur who are saying Kedusha the Sidra, that's by Avolot Zion. So it's not the case. Eina Omer Kedusha Imoyim. Eina Omer Kedusha Imoyim. Sheina Kedusha Shovels, because it's no Shaykhis really. So he can't. Venire Dua Dinim Hoya Tzibur Imrim Keser, meaning Musaf. That's just Keser is because Mechaba was a Kalbach fan. But he means Musuf, and he's in Shachris. Sheino Omer Imoim Kadosh. Sheino Omer Imoim Kadosh. Ela Yishtok. V'yachavin l'mash Omerim d'shamea ka'oneh. So, right. So you can't even do it from Shachris to Musuf. This attachment, this being part of the Tfilas HaTzliach Tzibur, or part of the Tfilas HaTzibur, and saying Kedusha in Yor Shmona Esrei, can't even be done from Shachris to Musaf.
Although when they're davening Musaf as a Tzibur, you could be davening Shachris then. And
there's
still a Shmona Esrei.
Yeah,
there's
nothing
to do with the Chazor.
Whether that's a Machlaikas also, whether or not you're Yotzei Tfila B'Tzibur. But nothing to do with this halacha. Here we're talking about enabling yourself to say, enabling the yochid to say kedusha in Hishmona Esrei. Hagav the yeshomim the kedushas keser and the kedushas musaf by yochid mispalo shachris yuchal lo merimoya the shneim kedusha Hishmona Esrei kedushas and shava b'chein nirali ikar. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. The sidra haynu b'volot zion v'adin the kedushas yotzer. Kesser Hainu Lubnei Sfar, the Lamed Ashkenaz Huna Aritzcha, the Tama Machaber, who Mishim the Eino Ami the Moim Binyan Echo, Chaim Noim the Mimus of Oim Bishakris, Lay Odov Dovzemi Mheim Oim Oil the Kudush of the Sidra, Babu Gab the Agoinim Kosu Behedya the Mitzarafim Oim from Shakris to Musuf, Svirlay La Machaber, the Rash, but the Kos of the Yochel Amid Bitfila, Polagaleim, Abulurama Bahago, Svirlay, the Harashba, Lo Omer Elab Kudush of the Sidra, Shurak Sipur Echam Alochim Magdishim Avol B'Shtei Kedushos Me'in Yonechot G'vain Shol Shachris V'Shel Musaf Efshar the Modul of Divrei HaGaonim V'chein Ein Litchos Divrei Yem and Yukud V'chein Pozak HaPrim Godim Shein Lozes Mizeh, like the Ramah that you can from Shachris to Musaf. The next Mishnah Berurah elaborates a bit. Lo Merimam V'yomah Kol HaNisach Shel HaKesser O Naritzach Shoma Shliach Sibah Musaf. Just like by Shachris we had yesterday in the main halacha, you're saying everything together with the chazan. So here also you are. The zembikri inyan echad ki yikri b'kedusha hu kadosh 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 v'hein shavin li'olam. And even though you're saying a nusach which is out of place by Shachris, so to speak, but that's all minor changes of just the nusach of the introductory phrase, etc. The main thing is kadosh and baruch, and that's shavin li'olam. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, Shein HaKdesha Shovels. Shein HaKedusha Shovels, that's the Mechaber Shita. No, this is everybody's mode. Those words are by Uvolotzion. Why you can't say it? The mashma the belozah haya omer imam kadosh kadosh, even though there is no nekadesh. Af al pish ad atol lo hispalol tefilah shlo. Oh, that's stamazoy true, but he says a different point. Af al pish ad atol lo hispalol tefilah shlo mashliach tziva b'shabbat. In other words, it's really coming in a vacuum. It's just kedusha. And really, the main halacha was said in Siv Bei is when you're starting to daven together with the Shliach Tzibur. Now, that has no counterpart here, but yet it's a discussion. And the only reason you can't is because Ein HaKadushal Shavos. But, so it's a raya to what he said, the Mashiach Shabbat in the Malab Siv Bei is that Ein HaKadami, then that's why B'dievet, if you start Shemoneh Esrei alone, and you just find yourself by Mechayi HaMeisim and the Shliach Tzibur is up to there too, you can answer Kedusha. It's not only, it doesn't only kick in if you said the first three brachas together with the Chazan. It kicks in even just by Kedusha. So here's a Raya, because Siv Gimel discusses it and has to make a point of saying you can't join in from Shemoneh Esrei to Kedusha de Sidra. So obviously you can just join in. Obviously the Diyun is just Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod, even though there was nothing leading up to it. So that's his Raya. And a good Raya it is. Let's move on. Kuf Yud.
Before we move on, if you are a Shliach Tzibur, is it proper to slow down your repetition so that if people are being mechavin with you, they can say it word by word?
If you know that people are saying together with you,
let's say that you see people are saying together with you.
I can't answer. Versus Tircha de Tziburi, you mean to ask, because you're going slow.
Yeah.
Can't answer you. It all depends on what kind of a minion it is, who's dominating, okay,
so
if they're mine.
In base tefillah, where
people are running to catch a train. I think a case could be made that unfortunately the tzibur comes al das to be out of here by a certain time, and it's not fair to them because of a few yechidim. It depends, you know. You have to know, well, if they're catching a bus or a train. Really, I'm serious. If a tzibur, what? That's what it seems to me. What's my raya? Because on Mondays and Thursdays they start earlier. So you see the ikkers when they get out.
What's the makar for starting
early? What? What?
What I would say is that we have different people diving for numbers. Some of us are slower than others.
That's also true. But to deliberate. I really can't answer you, right?
Okay, waiting,
it's an unanswerable question.
Waiting for somebody who's 20 seconds behind you so that he can catch up, that would definitely, yes, Mr. Tzibur?
You have to,
if somebody motions
to you,
you know.
It's a judgment call. You know, you have to weigh the Tzibur versus doing things for Yochid. There isn't any enough Tzibur Tzibur. Whether it's Tzibur Tzibur to go slow,
The Rav has mentioned before, this is not halacha maybe, but the Rav mentioned it during the Mishnah Berurah here, that if there's people, for instance, if there's a minyan b'tzumtzum and somebody is saying his berachas kriyas shma slowly, he should go quicker so that he can not hold up the tzibur.
Right.
That's no. So there is an inyan of tzircha de tzibur.
I'm saying there is. I'm more night not to slow down. Ari's tining, maybe loigora from a slow bal tefillah.
Regular.
I hear, you know, but maybe you are the slow bal tefillah, now you're going even slower.
Okay.
So since it's light plug, in other words, you can't start saying, well, the fast bal tefillah should go slow. It's impossible to quantify. So if you want to make a rule, the rule should be that the tzibur
maybe
shouldn't wait for yachid. But it again, if the tzibur is going too fast anyway, so anything that slows them down is a big mitzvah. But again, I'm not here in the morning shakras. You have to know the dynamic of the shul. Even though I said it's unfortunate, but if the tzibur comes to be out by a certain time, there is an inyan of not unduly delaying them, even though it's sad that that's the attitude. But if that became the prevailing you know, atmosphere of the shul. So until that's changed, it's not fair to just make people delay, you know. Then they'll end up leaving before the, you machshel them, they'll end up leaving before the Kaddish Shalem. So now you weren't fair to them. You ended up, they left before Kaddish Shalem. They shouldn't have left. So I'm not answering you, in other words. It's really...
I think I saw in one of the Am HaTorahs years ago, and they have, you know, there's a suffix from Revelation, the old Am HaTorahs. I think he said there, you can say everything aloud, so that if someone is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, there can be Yotzei from the words of the Chazan.
I'm not sure what that has to do with anything, but
no.
We learned that in the Mishnah Berurah.
To say Nekadesh.
We learned that in the Mishnah Berurah.
Kadosh,
we learned that. You, so you weren't here that night. It's a Beferish in Mishnah Berurah.
What is he
talking about?
He's talking about slowing down so that someone
would drink the shah. Or at least until Kedusha, so the person can at least catch that part for you. Could be the Hanhagas of Tzibur.
It's a judgment call. I don't know. You know, it's very subjective. If it'll make the whole Tzibur go. No. Then a machlokes could break out. We said already, it's a very sad, it's also a very unfortunate minhag in Eretz Yisrael, in the most frumy of places. And as soon as there's 10 people, they start chazaras hashatz. It's very bad. It's also very convenient. They do it because they're in a rush. Everybody's always in a rush. But also, there is also a cheshbon. It's the best way to do it. If there's no rav, so when are you going to start? So I would institute a time. You know,
4.5 minutes.
6 minutes for Shmoneh Esrei. That's
six
my
minutes?
Time. 6 minutes for Shmoneh Esrei. 6 minutes for Shmoneh Esrei, that's my time. So that's one way of handling the issue, of the problem. Say, in this minyan, we're doing 6 minutes Shmoneh Esrei. But what they do here with 10 people, well, you can't do rover to shul, you start counting heads. But it's really very bad that a lot of people lose out on Kedusha and the like, because 10 people, you know, it's really, and it's like a universe, it's almost a minhag already. Minigar,
it's
a thrill.
It's like that. It's basically the same amount of time, every minion. So if you come to that minion, you should know that that minion's a 6 minute minion, that one's a 7 minute minion. And 10 people finish the same amount of time every day. It doesn't fluctuate.
I bet you'd say more.
Okay. Ayotzi l'derech. Okay, this is basically Tfilas HaDerech. The first sif is the story in Brachos that we had. B'shas HaDchak going Shu B'derech Hoshay Yomid B'mokom Shu Torud. This could be Noigeya theoretically. We don't do this because we have so little Kavona that it doesn't matter. But sometimes it could be Noigeya, I guess, if you're B'derech and you really don't have how to daven. The Yoresh, yeah, someone has asthma. It's not a Lashon Hara, I don't think. Someone has asthma and can't daven Shmoneh Esrei. He can't say the word. He can't breathe so much. It would take him like hours to say Shmoneh Esrei. He says you have to stop and breathe. So I told him to daven Havineinu. That's this din. But in the winter, you can't daven Havineinu, as we'll learn now. We'll learn, okay. But it could happen. So Havineinu fell into disuse because we have so little kavana.
Would this imply maybe a really uncomfortable airport? Like,
yeah, I'm saying it could come up. It could come up. The Shas HaTchak, and any Shas HaTchak. If you find it impossible to daven, you're going to B'derech. The truth is, if the Gedolim would get together and paskin that everybody should daven Havineinu on the airplane, that would be a very worthwhile tzak.
The
Poiske Ador. What do you, Rav Wol, in Eretz Yisrael, you have Rav Eliashiv and Rav, it's no secret, and Rav Wozner, And if they would get together and say Havineinu on the airplane, that would be good. That would be a tikkun gadol.
Do they all agree that you shouldn't have done it with the minion on
an
airplane?
Yeah, but
anyway,
people only. Let me tell you something.